Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, News Hour, with Anchorman Christopher Walken reporting.
Good evening, America.
You'll be happy to know that the recession is officially over. You know, it seems like I've heard that like 14 times. What the fuck's going on? Is it just like every time that there's something in the news that Blapalama doesn't want us to know about, he just declares the recession over? So we'll go out and buy fucking roller shoes, whatever those, you've seen those shoes, little kids. They ride around in the mall and they got like, you know, shoes with like little wheels on the bottom of them. I'd never even heard of the fucking things before, but then I just saw this kid floating across the JCPenney. So I tackled his ass, and I called up a priest friend of mine. And I was like, you better come over here and do a fucking exorcism. There's a kid floating around like one of them fucking hovercrafts from the Star Wars movies. Then his mom runs over, and she's yelling at me and shit. How the fuck am I supposed to? I thought he was a fucking wizard or something. Anyways, the recession's over, America, so go splurge on some shit, you know? Go buy some things so that the government can afford to hand out food stamps again. It's hell getting old, you know? Once you pass the point where they won't even fucking hire you as a Walmart greeter, and you're forced to, like, eat fucking dog food and shit, you know, food stamps are a pretty good alternative. You can walk into the store with those fucking things. You can pretty much buy anything. Except for, like, you know, the good shit. Like cigarettes and whiskey, porno mags, you know. But I tell you, it's hard getting old. You know, fucking, have you taken a look at Bob Barker? Apparently, he passed out the other day. But he says he's feeling great at the age of 143 or whatever he is. God, I miss that guy. Does anybody else miss that fucking guy? I miss the shit out of that guy. Drew Carey just doesn't do the fucking show justice. You know, before when Bob Barker was on, it was kind of like going back in time. Every time I watched The Price is Right. You know, because it seemed like the motherfucker never aged. It was kind of like Dick Clark, you know, on those fucking New Year's specials. I swear I was watching a tape of the same fucking New Year's special every year for about 42 years. Then one day he was just gone and he was replaced with some douche with fucking highlights in his hair. I was like, who the fuck is this faggot? Looks more like a woman than a man. Here he hosts that god-awful fucking American Idol show too. And then the next year Dick Clark comes back and he's talking like he's retarded. He's just like, well, welcome to the special. However you do it. God, I hope Bob Barker doesn't get all drooly face like Dick Clark is now. I don't know if my heart could take it. And Drew Carey? You know, giving that guy a big-ass paycheck to do a game show was a really bad idea. Because that guy went from fat to ogre. And at first I thought he was wearing one of them fat suits like on the Tyra Banks show. But no, that's all him. Plumped up like a motherfucker. You know, they got shit for that now. It's called meth. I don't know how you take that shit, but if I was his personal consultant, I'd be slipping that shit in his drinks. Like, we gotta improve your image. I mean, makeup can cover all the scabs on your face, but no amount of makeup is gonna cover up that gut. Jesus Christ. I should probably do some news while I'm doing the news here. I guess they voted to keep Don't Ask, Don't Tell around. Is that like trick or treat, but for gay people? I don't know the facts. I just know it has something to do with Bill Clinton, gay people, and tanks. Which puts a mental image in my mind that kind of makes me want to throw up, you know? One more thing before I go. Apparently, there are now 5 billion pictures on Flickr? Flick with an R on the end. Wow, who the fuck? I think it's spelled F-L-I-C-K-E-R. Flickr. Not Flickr. Anyways, there's 5 billion photos up on the illiterate photo web hosting site.